Hello, this is Mariano speaking.
Hi, Mariano. This is Nikki from Local Splash. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. And I'm actually calling with regards to your scheduled line interview. And this call will take about 45 minutes. Is now still a good time for you?
Yes.
Sounds great. So this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Emiliano, I want to thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal with today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals, so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we'll define the real revenue opportunities, the services, and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. So I got it here, Emiliano. Your business name is called New Liberty Construction, correct?
Yes.
And the address that I want here, it's 109 Westbrook Road, Plantsville, Connecticut, 06479.
Yes.
And is this a home address or an office location?
So that is my, where I used to live before. My parents still own the house.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I have not changed the address after I purchased mine.
Gotcha. So this is a home address.
Yes.
I'll note it here. Okay, and I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address, or are you going to provide a different mailing address?
No, that is the mailing address. Mailing and billing, both of them.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. And I see that you are licensed, correct?
Yes.
Are you insured and have a business registration?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I see that you have updated here your profile, and this is your license number, the NHC0018043, correct?
Yes.
And do you have the expiration date?
It gets renewed every year, so it expires as of right now on 331 or 330, whatever is the last day of the month. It has to be renewed every year at the end of March.
Okay.
So
every year,
331.
Gotcha.
Yes, 331-26 expiration as of right now.
Gotcha. Thank you so much for that. And are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Will Google have a rewards verified addresses with their local rankings? Like, are you okay to share your address online, or do you want to hide it?
I want to hide it.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and hide it for you. And later in the call, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you in the primary phone number 860-944-3578?
Yes. You can, I mean, you can, I don't know how it works, but you can also have them call me at this number. I don't know how it works with Local Splash.
Yep, we will be calling you with this number.
Okay, even the clients or just you guys?
For us, when it comes to Local Splash, and we have any concerns with regards to your account, we will be calling you this number, 860-944-3578, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And for your potential clients, we will be setting you up your call tracking. So your call tracking will be displayed for your marketing, but all the calls, this will go directly to the number that ends with 2578. Mm-hmm.
Is it possible to use this number for the call tracking as well? Like, this is a business cell phone, so, it's okay if it's out there. This is a number that I use for the business. It's on every document, every website that has to do with the business. It's on Facebook, it's on Instagram, it's everywhere. So is it okay for this number to stay on that or no?
Actually, for the call tracking number, we highly suggest for that, since that is endorsed by Google itself. So, anyways, we will set you up with this number. So the call tracking will be set up with the number, with your business line 3578. So even if there's a different number that will be shown or will be used for the marketing, all the calls will still go directly to the number that ends with 3578. Would that be okay?
Okay. That's fine.
All right. And I just want to confirm, Emiliano, that I got here your correct email address. That's newlibertyservicesct@gmail.com.
Yes.
All righty. And do you already have a business website?
I do. The lady that I spoke to yesterday mentioned something. I currently have it with Stone Systems. That's what that business is called. That did the website and is doing the, is managing the Google, whatever it is. So they did it for me. And they did tell me today I would probably be able to switch it over, give you guys whatever information that you needed to switch it over.
Gotcha.
It is owned. It is, I own it. It's through GoDaddy, so I own domain or whatever it is, whatever that is called. I paid for that. It's just they ran it and they did whatever they had to do on their end.
Gotcha. All right. So this is what we're going to do. I'm actually going to ask you if you will promote your website as is. And since we will be working in your account right now, that means to say we will be applying our site, our new design, right?
Yes.
Okay. So for us to be able to do that, Emiliano, I'm going to go ahead and send you an email where you can provide us your domain credentials or, I mean, your access for your GoDaddy. So I'm sending you an email that says delegate access to your website domain so our website team can go ahead and create you a layout for your web, for your new domain, for your domain, okay?
Okay.
So we will be creating a new layout for you. We call it a My Site. And since we'll be creating a website for you, Emiliano, I'm going to go ahead and ask you a few questions with regards to the site that my team will be creating, okay? So,
okay.
What brand colors or color scheme would you like on your website?
What do you mean, what brand colors?
Like the colors that you want. Do you want to keep the same color that you had before? Like, for example, the blue color and the white?
Personally, I do like the way they designed it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can keep it as close as possible to that, it would be nice. They did a good job with the design and trying to get the reviews. They did a very good job, actually. It's just they're not for the advertisement on Facebook. They're not much of an advertisement company. They're more of trying to track activity on Google and whatnot. So I think that the way it is now is actually pretty decent, unless you guys can come up with something better.
Okay, so basically you want us to mimic the website?
Yeah, if you can mimic or if you can come up with better, I mean, it's whatever works, whatever is easier on your guys' end as well.
Okay, I will let our website team know with regards to that, okay?
Okay.
So, let me see. Okay, so I do see that there are already services, but can you provide me your top 3 to 6 services that you want to have on your website?
So we do, basically I'm a carpentry company, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And carpentry, when it comes to working with wood, it doesn't matter what it is, it can be worked on. I, on my advertisements, on my signs that I have made myself, and on the business cards, I have the top 6 as garages, basements, structural, decks, kitchens, bathrooms. Those are the top 6.
Gotcha. So we have here garage, basement, structural, decks, kitchens, and bathrooms.
Yes. And then those, obviously, there's sheetrock to be done, there's flooring, there's tiling. And also that it's, those other categories that subdivide the rest of the work.
Okay, so let me note that here.
So those are the 6 that I advertise on.
Mm-hmm. All right. And do you want to show any special offers, deals, or promotions on your website?
So I do, it's at all times. It is 10% off for seniors 60 plus. For active military, for veterans, and police.
Gotcha. So you do offer 10% discount for seniors, veterans, and police.
Yes, and active military as well.
And active military, okay.
Yeah.
Let me have it here. And do you have reviews outside Google that you would like to be displayed on your website? For example, Yelp and user Facebook?
I have 3 on Facebook. I do not use Yelp. I don't even think I have an account on Yelp. I did use Thumbtack. So there's a few reviews on there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go through Thumbtack, that you can pretty sure, if you search the business on Google, it will show up. Facebook, Thumbtack, Google, obviously. So you can get the reviews from there.
Okay, I actually see right now that you do have reviews on your Facebook page. See, okay, I got 2 reviews on your Facebook page. I'm going to copy the link and let you know that we can also use some Thumbtack.
Yes.
All right. And let me see. Okay. Do you have any videos or pictures that you specifically want to be represented in your website?
I have sent them over to through the online application.
Dashboard?
Yes. So, I told the lady yesterday too, I am not the best picture taker, unfortunately.
Okay. That's okay. Our team will actually check on the best photos that you sent. Oh, thank you so much for working on your dashboard. I do see that you have updated some of information also. And let me check the photos that you have provided. Okay. So you already have the logo. Thank you so much for that. And I see the photos now. Anyways, we really work with high quality photos. And if there's anything that my team see that the photos they provided are of not good quality, then we will actually kind of work with some stock photos or AI generated images. Are you okay with that or no?
I would rather prefer my pictures. I don't recall the lady's name yesterday. She said that there's some way that you guys can make my photos a little bit clearer, higher quality. Again, that's most of my work depends on, they like what they see, but again, I'm not the best picture taker, so I give them references. That's how I book. So I'd rather stick to mine, because in the past, actually, it was a company that I used last year, and then they used some AI photos,
mm-hmm.
and people were asking me, hey, what material was this? And I'm like, I don't want to be asked, hey, I want that done just like in that picture. With that material, what material was that? And then I don't know what kind of, you understand? So.
Uh-huh.
I've run into this issue. So if it's possible to use my pictures, but to somehow make them clearer or make them better, I don't know.
Okay. So basically you want us to stay out as much as possible with AI photos so I can know what it is.
Yeah.
My team will not use it, okay?
Yes, please.
Okay, so we will not use AI photos or stock photos for you as much as possible. We will be using your photos. All right, and also, would you like to include a gallery of before and after photos or videos on your website?
Sure. I do have plenty pictures before and after. Not plenty, actually. I have some, not many.
That's okay. You can still use that. That's helpful.
Yeah, so I can upload some more. Unfortunately, online, it did not want to accept everything when I was updating the dashboard. Some pictures, they did not want to accept them. I don't know, for whatever reason. So I'll be working a little bit more on it with taking screenshots and then uploading them because I think it had something to do with how the picture was saved.
Yep. So let me just note it here that you'll be sending us the photos. And would you like to enable online payments on your website?
Online payments, no, not really. I do take QuickBooks. But it has to be made directly on QuickBooks.
Mm-hmm.
Payment, like the credit card.
Gotcha. So I'm going to go ahead and notice here that you will not be doing online payments. And would you like your customers to be able to book directly on your site?
Yes, that would work.
Mm-hmm. Are there any special features that you would like to add on your website? For example, AI chat widget, or do I skip that?
No. Just keep it simple, straightforward. And, obviously for it to function, to work on with the customers, not too messy.
Okay. So I'll notice here that you want something simple and professional, something that is not too messy and complicated, right?
Yes. Simple. It's I'm a small construction company, so it's not nothing crazy,
Gotcha. All right. And let me have it here. Are there any websites that you like, and what do you like about them? Or are we just going to use your layout before as a reference, correct? Because you wanted to mimic it as much as possible.
Yeah, try to mimic it as much as possible. Like I said, I personally liked the way they did the website. So if you can mimic it as much as possible, I mean, I did get some compliments on the website too. So that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
So try to keep it as close as possible to that. What they did is fairly simple, straight to the point, you know, book or poll, and that's what they did.
Gotcha. Yep, yes, we can actually copy like 100% of that. We will try to make it like work the same as possible as it is, okay? By letting our website team know that we will have your old website as a reference of the website that you like. And do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos on your site? For example, BBB or manufacturer brands?
So BBB is a pay-to-play.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been fond of them because it doesn't guarantee anything.
Gotcha. That's okay.
Unfortunately, the way they've done their advertisement, they've gotten into people's heads. That if you're not accredited through BBB, then you're not a legitimate business. You understand?
Actually, yeah. There's a lot of businesses that are not accredited with the BBB. They're still thriving. So you don't have to really. We can skip that if you're not comfortable with it, okay?
Yeah, I would rather. I mean, I've denied them. They continuously call me. I've denied them enough. They don't like it very much. I tell it to them. So they want to put me on their books. Let's keep nothing. I am LEED certified, so if it is something to be mentioned on the website,
yeah.
I'll definitely be able to put it up. I am LEED certified in the state of Connecticut.
Okay, LEED certified. Let me just add it here. Will you be able to provide your certifications for this?
Absolutely.
Amazing. I'll note it here. All right, and where do you want your license number to show? Usually, we put it on footer. We put it on footer. Is it okay with you? Or
that's
do you
really
wanna...
fine. No, okay. Not a problem. That's really fine.
And is there anything specific you want to see on your website that we haven't covered?
No.
Okay. And if you would like to have a deeper conversation about your site layout, or advanced features, I can book you a call with our website team, with our design specialist. Would you like me to book a call with them, or do you want to check your website first?
I want to check it first. If I have anything, then I'll reach out to book something.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you so much for that. So now, let's talk about your call tracking. We will set up your call tracking number in Moyano, which is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line. So your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks as a lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So let me just go ahead and check the phone number that my team set up for you. Let me know if you're okay with this phone number so I can go ahead and finalize this, okay?
Okay.
So, the number that I got for you, that's 860-370-3077. Are you okay with this number?
Well, that's fine.
Okay.
It's just a number.
Yes. Anyways, I will do a test call with this call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine, okay?
Okay.
All right. And would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice meeting? We do have a one-time fee of $19 for this, Emiliano, and we'll record and implement a brand-quality greeting in your calls. So you can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you see a ring in your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling New Liberty Construction. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. You can choose between a female voice or a male voice. We can use the sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then a team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
Yes, actually.
Okay. And do you want to do a female voice or a male voice?
Okay. What's the best one?
Actually, most people prefer for a female voice because it sounds like a secretary and it sounds very pleasing.
We'll do the female voice.
All right. Anyways, as I've mentioned earlier, for the one-time fee of only $19, we can always ask changes anytime. So if you want to do female right now and decided to do male later on, let us know. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And do you want to use the sample provided?
Yeah. Keep it simple.
Okay. Gotcha. Let's work on that. And are you familiar with Google Workspace?
Google Workspace?
Yes. Or have you heard about that?
I have heard about it. I don't think I use it.
Yep. Actually, Emiliano, Google Workspace allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents in your own domain. So you have your own domain name, and that's newlibertyconstructcity.com. And with Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant readability. For example, you can have an email that says emiliano@newlibertyconstructcity.com or info or office at newlibertyconstructcity.com. So that would build immediate trust with prospects and enables your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. We do have a starting price of $19 per month per user here in Local Splash. And if you would like to add that to your growth toolkit, just let me know, okay?
Actually, no, because I have everything to the email that I currently use.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd rather keep it that way. I'm the only one that deals with the paperwork. I don't have the two crew members that I have. They're strictly on site.
Gotcha. All right. No worries about that. If ever you change your mind and you want to add this, you can always add it anytime, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now we're going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here shows that you do provide like general contractor services, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what's the number one service you want to win? Like which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
So my luck has been mostly Dex. I, however, do not want to do just that. Because winter time, not every material is workable on the decks, on the verandas.
Mm-hmm.
So I would rather have a mix. I don't know if we can make that work.
Okay.
Currently, I have 2 bathrooms and 4 decks that they're booked. They're left over from last year. And I have 1 possible mix of interior and exterior renovation of a commercial building. You understand? So it's a general contract. Again, if you work with wood, it's none of these make a difference, whether it's a residential or commercial property, because it's the same practice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's where I stand. If there's any way to make it work, you know, to have it more spread out, like kitchens or garages, because the deck framing from the house framing, it's no different. It's the same span. It's the same everything that goes in it. Same building codes have to be followed. You understand? So it's that's my biggest volume. That's how it started when I first went into business. A lot of people, it was COVID times. A lot of people wanted to renovate their exterior work, so that's how it started. So that's why I have most of my pictures with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have actually, I just did a full complete renovation inside and out, kitchens, bathrooms, flooring, sheetrock, decks, garage doors, windows, doors, roofing, siding. I just did everything, framing. So, I don't know. Is there any way to make it split up a little bit?
Yep, actually, Yeah, let me see. I wanted to verify, you want it to be found first with the keyword general contractor, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I have pulled up some top performing industry keywords for you under general contractor, Emiliano. Let me know if you want to add or change any. Could be optimized for all relevant service, but your main focus should be through ranking and budget priorities. You will get an email with your personalized keyword strategy justifier if you want to make updates. And upon checking here, the top performing industry keywords under general contractor, most of the services that you mentioned are actually part of the keywords, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and beat it over. Let me know if there's anything that you like or anything that you might to take out from the list, okay?
Okay.
So I got it here under general contractor. We have remodeling contractor, home renovation contractor, residential general contractor, commercial general contractor, new home builder, custom home builder, construction company, building contractor, home improvement contractor, room addition contractor, home addition contractor, garage addition contractor, kitchen remodeling contractor, bathroom remodeling contractor, project management services, construction management services, design build contractor, tenant improvement contractor, and renovation contractor. Are you okay with all those keywords?
That they are completely fine.
Okay. Are there any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add? Because you mentioned earlier about decks, right?
Yes.
Okay, so
So
are we gonna
if you can add
add? Mm-hmm.
that's fine. Again, that's my biggest volume, so I don't want to kill it, but not necessarily be the focus.
Okay. Yep. Anyways, those keywords that I have mentioned are gonna be the keywords that we will be working for you. Okay? And since you
Okay.
mentioned about decks, I'm gonna add here, what do you want for the deck? Is it like deck building or like deck contractor?
Deck contractor, that's fine.
Okay, so let's have it. And let me see. I was actually trying to check any other. Oh, so the one that you mentioned, kitchens, bathrooms, basements, is already actually under the keywords that I have mentioned earlier, correct? So
Yes.
those are working fine. So we just add deck builder. I mean deck contractor. Do you have any other keywords that you want to add?
No, not necessarily. No.
Okay. All right. Anyways, Emiliano, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, you can reply to my email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now, let me just add it here. Just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
Locally owned is one. We always pull permits. It's two, and I mean, everyone will say the same thing. So when it comes to that, so it's not really, yeah. And then to say that I have the most years in as experience, I do not. But however, I do provide some of the top quality work in my area for any years of experience.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, it's not really, everyone will say the same thing, what will set us apart. If I say years of experience, it's, I'm only 30 years old, but I provide some of the top work in the area. I've seen what the bigger companies do, I've seen what smaller companies do, I've had to go into a bigger company's job and fix their mistakes. The ones that say, oh, we're number one rated, blah, 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 So, whatever it is that you want to make it seem, what's it called, attractable.
Gotcha. Anyways, you mentioned about this is locally owned and operated, but it's actually very helpful for the business around your area. So I may add, do you offer free estimates?
We do offer free estimates. It's the only way
Okay.
we can survive.
All right, so let's have that. Let me see. Is this a family-owned business or no?
It is a family-owned business. I am the owner.
Gotcha. All right. So we have a good description to start that is also helpful. And you mentioned about top quality work. And for 30 years old that you provide top quality work is, really something that we can, that is helpful with regards to your business. The thing about younger people is they are very keen to the service that you actually provide. So let me add it here. Okay.
Many people don't believe that I'm the age that I am when they see me working. So.
Oh, sounds good. Yeah, actually, I also prefer like people around your age to do that. I said, you know, the thing is you're stronger and you can actually do better work from other people. So let me just note it here. I love the description that we have started. Okay, and do you have a mission statement?
Mission statement.
Yeah.
I'm not very good when it comes to any of these.
Or do you want to hear what I prepared for you?
I have it prepared and see how it looks.
Yeah, before I try to call you, actually, Emiliano, I did prepare a list of mission statements that can be helpful for you. So let me go ahead and read it. Tell me if you want anything from my list. So I have here, at New Liberty Construction, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We also have here, at New Liberty Construction, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. The last one is, at New Liberty Construction, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. So, do you like anything from the list?
I like the first one.
The first one. Okay, so we have here, at New Liberty Construction, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. And do you have a tagline or slogan?
I do not.
Okay, do you want to personalize a tagline or slogan, or do you don't want any tagline or slogans for your business?
If it's something that will sound good and make sense, I would be interested in taking a look at it.
Okay. Actually, we do have some taglines that I'll try to pull up, but I don't know if it sounds like generic for you, but let me see what we have for general contractor. But if you want to personalize this, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so we have here. All right, some samples and some general samples here. We have like from built on integrity or craftsmanship, you can count on, or we have rebuild it right, or we have here solid foundation, strong results.
Can you repeat them one more time?
Yep, so we have here built on integrity, we have craftsmanship, you can count on, we have rebuild it right, and solid foundations, strong results.
I like the craftsmanship, you can count on.
Gotcha. All right, let's have this as a tagline. And how many years have you been in business?
I have been in business since 2018.
Gotcha. Oh, I see it here that you already updated your end. You have been in business since 2018. And how many years of experience do you have?
Me, I have about 13 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So we have here 13 years of experience. I'm going to note it that way. And how many people work with your company?
So it's three of us total. I got two people on the field, three including me, and I'm the one that runs around like a chicken with a head cut off.
All right. And do you work with residential, commercial, or you do both?
Mix.
Okay. We have both here. And let me see. What are your hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. That's on the field. And then Saturday too is 8 to 5 on the field. But Sunday is off. It depends how busy the season is, what type of job it is. So it's not, those aren't normal hours. But it could be estimates after 5. But official business hours, we can leave it 8 to 5, Monday through Saturday.
Gotcha. Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5, and off on Sundays. And I just see today you already updated your types of payment that you do accept. So I see there's cards, Venmo, Cash App, cash and checks, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So now that we have your business information, you have two options, Emiliano. The first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And that is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100 plus directories, but I don't recommend you the second option because blanketing 100 of directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. You'll appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So, which option do you prefer?
I'll take the first one.
Let's work with the first one then. And now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key asset for booking high-value jobs. So yes, I see you can hear that your business is located in Franceville, Connecticut. So for this one, Emiliano, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? I would also like to give my suggestion because, of course, I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if we focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes. Do you think we could work on that?
Listen, it's the cities and the zip codes are big. There's people everywhere. So well, that's fine with me, 5 cities.
Okay.
It's really fine. I'm also active all the time on Facebook pages, on the group pages, so I do have some work that comes from that as well. Let's focus on 5 cities. I can make a list for you, or I can tell you now.
Yes,
whatever
you can tell me now. Yep.
Okay, so Southampton, Connecticut.
Let me add it to you one moment. What is it again?
Southampton, Connecticut.
Southampton?
Yes, Southampton.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
We can do Litchfield, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We can do Farmington, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
We can do Cheshire, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can do Salisbury, Connecticut. I picked 5. Well, I picked my city, and then I picked 4 around me that are middle to high income towns, and they're like 20-25 minutes away from me. Top.
Gotcha. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Thank you so much for this. So that's Southampton, Litchfield, Farmington, Cheshire, and Salisbury.
Salisbury, yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for this. And do you know if you have a Google Business Profile?
I do have a Google Business Profile.
Okay. Yep. Actually, I do see that you have an existing Google Business Profile, Emiliano. And let me just make sure, does your Google Business Profile have the same name as you have on your business license or insurance? Because we need the names to match in case we need to do a verification with Google. So I just want to make sure.
So I have ran ads before on Google. It is the same name. Mm-hmm. The only difference is my business license, let me see. Because with the Secretary of State and the EIN is New Liberty Construction LLC.
Hmm.
And same as for my license. So basically the only difference is it doesn't say the LLC at the end.
All right. So I'll note it here. It doesn't have LLC on the end. So your business license is only New Liberty Construction.
No, the Google is only New Liberty Construction. Everything else is New Liberty Construction LLC.
On your papers.
Yes, on the papers.
Okay, so I'll note it here. All right, and for us to be able to work on your Google Business Profile and optimize, can you add business manager so we can work on that?
Yes, those two actually.
Okay.
I was trying to do for Facebook and Google, but I did not see any requests or any invitations. So if we can do them now, it would be great.
Yep, we can do it now. Are you on your profile, on your business profile?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so are you seeing now like edit profile, profile strength, photos? Are you on that page?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you see 3 dots?
I do.
Okay. Can you tap on 3 dots, please?
Okay.
All right. And did you see business profile settings?
Yes.
Okay. And you should see managers or people in access.
People in access.
Gotcha. There's an add button, and it should route you to the email address box.
Okay. Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Add box. Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to read you the local slash listing number. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So type in 552-554-6200.
Okay.
All right. And did you see the local splash listings popping up?
It says local splash listings, yes.
Gotcha. So you should add this as manager, and I should receive an invitation here, and you should receive a pending notification in your end. So let me just go ahead and check it here to make sure that it went through. Just one moment. And... oh, got it. I see it now. Thank you so much for adding us, Emiliano. So I will let our Google team know that you already added us as manager so we can work on the optimization of your Google business profile, okay?
Okay. And then can we do Facebook now since we're already here?
Yep. For Facebook, let me just check your Facebook real quick. Okay. So you do have Facebook ads included in your strategy. And I'm going to send you an email for us to be able to work on your Facebook ad. Let me just send you the email real quick. It says, grant us access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running, okay? So there's a special link that I'm sending you right now, Emiliano. So with that link, you will grant us partner access to it. So it typically takes 1 to 2 minutes. Once added, we will optimize your Facebook page. It is important to have consistent information, so please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information without letting us know. So with the link that I sent you, just let me know if you're to receive it. It will actually ask you to log in with the email, with the Facebook, personal Facebook that you use on creating your Facebook business page. But you don't have to worry. You will not have any access to your personal Facebook. We will only be working directly with your Facebook business page, okay?
Okay.
All right. So did you see the link?
Not yet.
Okay, so you should receive it in a while. It was actually already sent here in my end. And while waiting for you to receive that, with regards to your Google Business Profile, we actually have this one growth feature that we offer, the weekly Google Profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
What is that exactly?
Okay, so we do weekly posts for your Google Business Profile. So, basically, we do that since that is helpful for the optimization of your Google Business Profile. So if you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always add it or delete it to your dashboard.
Okay, I mean, yeah, you can add it if it helps. Yeah, why not?
Yep. Yeah, I wanted you to maximize what you offer, especially that it's very helpful for you. So let me just go ahead and activate that. And just let me know if you already received the link, okay? Or if you need help.
Mm-hmm. I am not, actually, hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, no link received.
Oh, let me see. I already sent it through the email. Okay, I sent it to the email newlibertyservicesct@gmail.com. And
yeah.
Did you receive the other email that I sent earlier?
Yeah, I got the call tracking number email.
Okay.
I got the for the GoDaddy to go over there.
Uh-huh.
To get the domain thing, and that's the only tool that I got from you right now.
Okay. Let me resend the one for Facebook. It was actually already sent here in my end, but I will just have to resend it. So you might be receiving multiple emails from Facebook. Well, let me just see. Okay, well, waiting for that to go through, let's talk about Yelp, okay?
Okay.
You mentioned earlier that you're not sure if you have a Yelp page or you don't really have any Yelp page at all.
I don't know if I have it. I know my name shows up in there. It shows with the old name that I had on the business.
Mm-hmm.
I've never used it personally. I have no reviews, nothing in it. So I don't know if that works or how it works.
Okay. Because actually, if you don't have any Yelp page, I don't know if I can pull up some Yelp page here. Let me see. If you don't have any Yelp page, we can create a brand new Yelp page for your business and ensure that it will be optimized, but you need to have a call tracking number with us, which you already opted in, so we will be able to complete the Yelp page creation.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. Will it help? Does it?
Yep. Yeah. There's some additional cost for this. Uh-huh.
I've seen some people complain that they get reviews without, you know, fake reviews on Yelp, negative reviews, and then they're stuck with the Yelp will not remove unless you pay their monthly fees or whatever it is.
Okay. Are you not comfortable having Yelp? So I don't know what it is.
I mean, I've read some pretty bad stories from them for them.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Actually, I do see that you have an existing Yelp page here. That's New Liberty Construction and Landscaping, correct?
Yeah, that's the old name.
Okay.
I did not create it, though. That's the thing. I did not create it.
Okay, and you don't have any access to it, right?
No.
Okay. Actually, since you do have an existing Yelp page, I can send you an email where you can grant us access, but you don't have any access to it. Would you like to skip Yelp, or would you like to have a new one created? I will ask our Yelp team.
I don't know. Will it, that's my only thing. Will it help or?
Yeah, actually having a Yelp page can also be very helpful. I know ways we do, optimize Yelp for a better, profile, for a better profile view. So this is helpful also for the lead. So people are still going to check for Yelp and it will be possible for you to have leads from here.
Okay. So let's do it then.
Okay. So let me see. Will you try to check if you have access to this Yelp, or are we going to create a new one?
Let's create a new one, because the only person that I can think of that created that is Haibu. I did try them out like 4 years ago with their advertisement and whatever they had.
All right, so let me have it here.
So I don't want to – if it says it was created that I have something, it's because of them. They must have created it.
So that was years ago.
That was like 4 years ago, while the name was still that.
All right. So let me have it here. And we're waiting for you to receive that access for your Facebook. Let's talk about your Facebook ads, okay? So, as I've mentioned, you do have Facebook ads included in your strategy. Would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or have a creative team handle this?
One more time, please.
Okay. For your Facebook ads, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or have a creative team handle it for you?
Can those images that I submitted on the dashboard be used? Or...
Yes. Would you like it to be used? Would you like those pictures? Okay. So I will note it here.
So, again, as much as possible, you know, with whatever you guys do, by enhancing images or try to use my pictures as much as possible.
Gotcha. Yeah, I will let my team know that we will use your pictures as much as possible. Okay. And there are three lead response methods for your Facebook ad. And you can only choose one. We have this form fail, calls, and Facebook Messenger. But what we recommend, Emiliano, is using the form fail, where your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time. And we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. And these leads will also be accessible in your client dashboard under the leads tab. And the reason why we highly recommend that is it will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. The other options are calls or Facebook Messenger, but most of our clients running successful campaigns are using form fail. So which one would you like to use?
I don't know what makes more sense again.
Okay, so if you would like to hear our recommendation, our Facebook team highly suggests form fail other than calls or Facebook Messenger, because form fail actually gives better quality leads.
Okay, so let's do
that.
Yeah, let's get to that.
Have you already received the email in regards to the Facebook business page access?
Sure. Okay. Yeah, I got it. I'm doing it right now.
Gotcha, sounds good. All right. And okay. I do see... Okay. Oh, so I do see that you have Google Verified and your subscription, which is a very, very good product. And have you received the Google Verified application form? Because it is important for you to fill it in as soon as possible.
I did fill that in.
Okay, amazing. So let me just note that. And just to verify, the category that you have chosen is general contractor, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I just connected my Facebook.
Gotcha. Let me see. And I receive it now. Thank you so much for that. So we have here general contractor for your Google Verified. All right. And
okay.
Our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out as needed?
Okay.
All right. Can we call you anytime if you have concerns?
Anytime. During business hours. Yeah, during those business hours. Yeah, at any time.
All right. And thank you so much for uploading your logo. We can go ahead and work on that. So now, Emiliano, you will see several important emails from us soon. First, review your keywords list and let us know if you want to add your adjust. Just reply to the message. And if you have other photos soon coming, videos, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images. So if your submissions are low-resolution, we will add industry-stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. But you mentioned earlier that you don't want to do any stock photos or AI-generated images. So I will let my team know that we will only strictly work on your photos that you have uploaded, okay?
Okay.
And your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and company progress from anywhere on any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online company will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates if your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering necessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly through Local Splash, okay?
Okay.
And to confirm, do we have your authorization to process the one-time payment of $19 for the call tracking greeting for the female voice and charge the card that we have on file today?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. And, let me just make sure. I see that when you talked with Tina yesterday, you haven't set up yet your security question. So your security question is for your protection, Emiliano. So anytime you call in to request any major changes to your account, our client services team may ask you for the security question. So the choices available are your mother's maiden name, the city you were born, or your first pet's name. So which one would you like to use?
Either of the first two. It does not matter.
Okay, so can you provide me your mother's maiden name or the city you were born? What do you prefer?
We'll do the city I was born.
Mm-hmm. And that would be?
B-U-L-Q-I-Z-E.
Okay, just let me have it here. That's B-U-L?
Yep, B-U-L-Q-I-Z-E.
Z-E, okay. Let me just have it here. All right. So this is like a town in Albania?
Yes, it is.
Gotcha. All right, so let me update it here real quick. Thank you so much for that. And of course, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, Emiliano, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. So 3 weeks from now, that same day, Tuesday, are you okay with the 24th of March, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
That will work, 24th of March. I don't know what will happen until that day, but as of right now, it works.
Okay, so I have it for you, and what would be the best time? Same time that we started the client interview?
Same time works.
Anyways, I'm going to add you to the calendar invite, so you will receive a reminder when we will call. And you are assigned to a dedicated account manager for ongoing strategy and support. I was actually trying to bring her into the call. Her name is Stephanie, but she's not available right now. She will be your single point of contact for all the future campaign discussions and questions. And since she's not available right now, she will try to reach out to you maybe later or in the next few days in order to introduce herself, to give progress updates in your account, or answer any questions that you may have, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
And I will also let your account manager know that we're done with the client interview so that she can check the account and check the progress of it. And as I had mentioned earlier, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see, Emiliano, that you'll be able to answer your first call on your tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it, okay?
Okay.
All right, and this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
No, not as of right now.
Okay. And also, Emiliano, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we'll adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. That's Monday through Friday. We are also available by email, SMS, or chat. So please feel free to call us back because we are here to help. If we can't answer right away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your email and text for status updates and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward to helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
No, not as of right now.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Emiliano. I will do a test call after we end this, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you. Bye for now and take care.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.